very interesting to listen to the foreword in the book, because here it's Dr. Joe Dispenza sharing his beginning life of music and pounding away on the piano keys and having to get them right, and having his father bang on the roof from the upstairs if he heard any of the pieces being played wrong. So it was very much about it had to be done, it had to be done. And that's despite the young Joe Dispenza feeling quite passionate about the music and really looking forward to playing it. However, that went to the side and other interests took their place. And then on the contrary, we have the sharing by Barry Goldstein that his early days were quite a delightful start, and he recalls listening to his mother singing songs and having her fingers with his on the piano so he could feel each tap of a key and how it was entrained or in alignment with, in communication with her voice. And he said it was such a beautiful experience that the music, the voice and the piano together filled the space, and even the space between the sounds was full. And when the music wasn't there, it was definitely missing. Hearing that difference in upbringing and seeing that Barry Goldstein's passion and purpose still is the music. We're not saying it's wrong or right. Like, Joe Dispenza's doing fantastic things of his own. But it was an interesting comparison of the way that the two different parents worked with their children, who were both interested as young people, and to see the outcomes. And as we know, everything has a purpose. So there's a reason for the outcome, so no good or bad or judgment, but an interest in the difference. Hearing how Barry Goldstein shares that he had that time of going through then the more domesticated version of oneself, going to work at a certain time, clocking on at a certain time, being told the deadlines move forward, staying up for a late night, getting something done, and then revolving around again, the mouse wheel around and around, and how that can lead to not loving it so much anymore. And after 10 years, getting to that point of saying, it's got to be different. And reaching back to that time of inspiration and deciding to just play, to allow what the heart showed. And that's led to his multiple wins in being recognized for his music. But more than that, multiple outcomes in the effects that are brought about by the people who listen to this music that can take people on a journey, take them deep inside themselves, take them through guided relaxations, guided processes, can help shift the internal chemistry and moods. So that's the setting for our book. Join us on Quantum Leap Book Club as we explore not only the words, but the music and the application. Also streaming on Law of Attraction Radio Network. Visit also the Facebook site of Quantum Leap Book Club and share your comments or questions. You are needed. As your fingerprint is individual, so is your internal music. Let it be part of the overall song.